Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk is a wild one. Mm. I know I say that a lot, but really, it's
Yeehaw.
A wild one.
Yeehaw, get on your horse, grab your saddle, on it.
Listen to this. We got a email. You can always email amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. And we will read yours on the air if it's really good.
That's
today's
right.
Involves someone who wants to encourage someone to get a paternity test. I said what I said.
Hey, yo.
I said what I said. She said, am I the jerk? Please keep me anonymous. Yeah, right. No, we'll keep her anonymous.
I'm saying her name.
We need to, her name is?
Yeah, let's go with Myra.
That's very specific, Myra. Myra it is. All right. Myra wants to know if she's a jerk if she encourages him to get a paternity test. She said, a friend of ours recently had a baby, and the minute I saw her, I thought, oh, he's definitely not the dad. Tell this story.
I got some in my throat.
This is awkward.
Okay.
She said, here's some background. My friend found out she was pregnant after hooking up with two guys a few days apart. Neither guy she was in a relationship with. She was off and on with both. So she's dating around. Fine.
Okay, yeah,
no judgment
yeah.
on that. She's been adamant that guy number one, we've never met him, is the dad. But a lot of us think she's saying that because he's more financially stable and secure.
Okay.
During her pregnancy, we tried encouraging her to get a paternity test, but she wouldn't budge. I just found out I have two mutual friends with guy number one who are very close with him. So am I the jerk if I encourage them to tell their friend to go get a paternity test?
Mm.
Wouldn't all parties want to know who the actual dad is to protect themselves, but more importantly, the baby? What if the baby needs family health history eventually?
That is true.
Myra, Myra's not wrong about everything she said at the end.
But she is being messy.
She's very messy and not in her lane right now.
Yeah.
You are. What?
Listen, see, Myra. That's, that there's going around and then there's going around.
I mean, she wants to know if she's the jerk, if she encourages a guy to get a guy that thinks he's her friend's baby daddy.
Somebody she doesn't even know, really. Like a friend of a friend who dated my friend casually for a brief second. Very, very much so. But is she wrong in any of what she's saying? Not really.
No, but then again.
Doesn't make it right.
Here's the thing. Is she saying, well, I think that she's saying the first guy is the dad because he's stable and secure, right, and he's got money. Well, then it's on that guy to get the paternity test if he's concerned.
If he's worried about it, right? If he's doubting it.
It's on him. He knew they weren't in a relationship.
Did he know that she was active with other people, though?
I don't know. I don't know. Again, not Myra's problem.
Nah, not her chair, not her problem.
Honest to God.
Ooh, this is why it's a dilemma, though.
Seriously.
Because people love to insert themselves in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
They sure do love it.
So,
listen, she's trying to, I mean, she wants the world to be a better place, right? I know.
But then again, do you want the guy, you don't want the guy getting, you know, one played on, he's getting...
Listen, so, and I'm not going to, obviously I'm not going to divulge names, but I went to school with somebody who, for the longest time, thought he had children with this young
with
lady.
With a woman.
He was together with her, they were in a relationship, twins, thought he had twins. Come to find out, years later, after these babies are now toddlers, the babies aren't his.
Damn.
So I think of that situation and go, dang. Because he
was devastating, yeah.
He put himself in a financial struggle situation trying to take care of two kids that weren't even his. Attached himself emotionally.
That's what I was concerned about more, the emotional.
Well, that too.
Because now somebody else is their dad, and if that guy wants to come in, he can come in. And this guy's got no say on his own, what he thought were his kids.
You got a vamoose, my boy. Those ain't your babies.
You know what? Now I'm going to say Myra's not a jerk. You brought me back around because now I feel bad for the guy. I'm like, oh, man.
She sure is doing
honest
a whole
to God,
lot.
You brought me back around.
She's doing a lot for something that has nothing to do with her.
I agree.
And it doesn't affect her at all.
It's really bugging her that she thinks this guy's not the dad. And
why?
It's like, let it go. That's what I'm saying. What's triggering her?
That baby don't look like you. Maybe she likes the dude.
Oh, now you're getting crazy.
What, is it crazier than this?
No.
Crazier than the situation already is?
Is Myra a jerk if she encourages this guy to get a paternity test? Her friend has a baby with this guy, and she doesn't think he's the dad. She thinks it's the other guy the woman was dating at the time.
She wants him.
No.
I say she wants him. She's a jerk.
I don't know what I think right now, other than
forth.
I go back and forth on this one.
We
is
don't
Myra
have to
jerk?
Decide.
That's right.
Allie, remember, we don't
Thank
have
God.
To. It's not on us.
Phew. 414-533-1037. It's your problem, everybody.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Myra wrote into the show, her friend just had a baby, and she doesn't think the baby looks anything like the dad, and she's convinced he's not the dad, and she wants to encourage him to get a paternity test because her friend was dating two people at the time she got pregnant.
Why is she so pressed? That's
very,
what I want. Why is she so pressed about this?
Very pressed. Very pressed.
Like, she's on 10, man.
Anna is calling from Milwaukee. Anna's our girl. We haven't heard from her in a minute, and she's got her own theme song.
We've been doing all this late.
Anna!
Hello.
Morning.
Well, what are we thinking? This is awkward, but we're here for it.
I know, very awkward.
Yeah. I say she's the jerk because I don't think it's her place to say that the baby doesn't look like, you know, the dad.
She's
mean,
not
there's
a
line, plenty
period.
Of,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it's not, you know, if he wants to, he needs to be the one who is asking for it.
Mm-hmm. And genetics are crazy at the same time. Who's to say that the baby's got to look like the dad?
Well, that's the thing.
Exactly.
It could look like her grandfather on. I mean,
thank you. It could be anybody.
There's times I look like random people. I look at pictures and I go, I look like this random uncle I have that nobody even knows exists. You know, like nobody knows where you're going to pull your genetics from
Exactly.
Looking like, I mean, we know where you're pulling your genetics from.
Whoa, that was a stupid statement.
But
we knew what you meant. We knew what you meant,
you
though. We knew where you was going.
There's plenty of people that I know that their kids don't look, you know, they look like the grandparents.
Yeah.
So then, like you said, they look like the uncle.
That's what I mean.
It's not theirs.
Yeah.
The baby don't got the same skin tone. That ain't his baby. Man, get up out of here. Man, some people might look at my children and go, well, they're very light skinned compared to him. I don't know if he's the father.
Oh my gosh. Which would be obnoxious.
I'd be dang. Yeah. I'll be dang.
You're
okay?
Like, trust me, yeah. They're
come
mine.
Come on now.
Not but even nah. a question.
And Anna, yeah. I love it. She said, yeah.
Plus, I know Sammy's yours because he gives the same stink face you do.
he's got my RDF resting D face.
He really does.
He does.
He's quite cuter yeah. when he does it than you, no offense.
I ain't mad at it.
All right, Anna, thanks for calling.
Sure, I wanted to say congrats to DZ since I haven't talked to you since the baby.
Aww. Thank you, Anna. We appreciate you so much. He's a month old today. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
No, I cannot, yeah.
We'll update you guys tomorrow. But, hey, Anna kicks it off, says, yeah, the jerk. She's inserting herself where she shouldn't.
That went quick.
Yep.
All right, Anna, thanks for calling. Right.
Bye. Yep.
Let's pull up our firecracker. You know who it is.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe you don't. Mila, because we have a lot of firecrackers on
the
show.
We got a few firecrackers. This is a top-tier firecracker, though, and I think she's lit today.
She's on the starting five of firecrackers on
Facts.
The show.
Morning, Mila.
Mila!
Good morning!
Okay, is Myra a jerk for encouraging this guy to get a paternity test after her friend had a baby with him?
No.
Huh? Wait. No, Mila, you just said that. Too low-key, too even cute. No.
She said not the jerk. Mm-mm. What?
And I'm going to tell you why.
From a place of, we have to think about that there's another guy involved. Mm-hmm. And if it's his baby and not the guy who she wants it to be, he's going to miss out on being a father.
Oh.
And on the top of that, if she's wrong about the paternity and she has the wrong guy taking care of the baby, once that baby gets 5 years old in the state of Wisconsin, it's his no matter what.
Oh, wait, what?
Wait.
On a kid that is not yours if you have not established a paternity by 5 years old.
Mila coming in with the knowledge.
I don't know anything about this, so
me
I'll
neither.
Take her word. That's wild. Okay, wait. I just feel bad for all the... I think about like the guy that's raising the kid that's not his, and then the guy who doesn't get to know he even has a kid. Mm-hmm. If the paternity is wrong, we don't even know.
Right.
The paternity test can come back and it could be this guy's.
What if it, right? Like,
and then she looks stupid.
You look like a horrible person.
You look really dumb, Myra.
She looks stupid anyway because you slept with two guys in 1 week. That's not a smart move.
Well, I have children listening,
okay.
But
it's smart if you use protection with one
there.
And not with the
she,
other.
Yes, she could have the protection part is where
there
we
you
could
go.
We could
that
ju-
part.
We
that
could use judgment, but the sex I'm being sex positive. Yeah.
Well, it's not even judgment. It's just
date who you want.
Yeah.
Overall, the only person that's the jerk in this situation is the girl who's sleeping with everybody.
Well,
Marley's not the jerk because she's being a total friend, regardless of if that chick wants her to do it that way or not.
Yeah.
He's actually being a friend to her too, yeah. Because she's not hurting. She would be hurting her child.
I hear what she's
but
saying.
See, Mila, we're doing the thing where we would expect them to act like us. Like we would go, well, if I'm dating two guys, I would get a paternity test. Well, you can't expect
you
people
can't,
to do
yeah.
what she would do. That's the where we always get our feelings hurt with everything, or we disagree mm-hmm. with people as we think they would do what we would do.
That's valid.
And they won't ever.
Never will.
People don't think like you, you
right.
know.
Right.
Whether
we'd love
it's
to
right
think
or wrong.
So. We'd love to think they think like us.
Myra right. likes to think we, you know.
Yeah. Nah, but...
You just got to put your feelings aside, though, and think about the overall situation. The overall is the child.
Right.
Right.
It's about the mom. It's not really even about the dad. It's about that kid.
Yep.
I mean, that's
I give
true.
Me a little
the
that.
Last thing you want to do is be on Karamo with that kid, 18. Like,
so, Mila, we missed you, fam.
We did too. Thanks for calling,
we appreciate
Mila.
She said, not the jerk.
Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Love you too. We got texts and somebody said, we've all watched Maury Povich. It could be anybody's baby.
Bruh.
Somebody said, does the guys know she was messing around with two guys? Well, I don't know.
I don't think
because
I don't
I'm
think
standing
they do.
My ground. You don't have to tell. You can date multiple people.
And
you don't have to tell people.
Sure.
But
I don't think they do. Now that there's a child involved.
They should know.
I don't think they know that there was multiple in the moments.
Right.
You know?
That's when I think it does become relevant to share that. Somebody said, it's a baby. They don't always look like their parents.
At all, man. Our newborn Danny probably looks more like Aaron than me.
Mm.
I swear he does. I think so, at least.
Yeah, it depends. Well, the babies, I don't know.
Well, and they're also babies. They don't got a shape. They got cheeks and cuteness
right.
at that. That's all.
Let's go to Casey in Milwaukee. Casey, I bet you didn't know you were going to be the tiebreaker today. Congrats.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Listen, it's a big belt, but you get to work it out. It's split 50-50. What's your say? Is Myra the jerk for wanting to tell her friend to get a paternity test?
Myra, I believe, is the jerk.
Done.
She's the jerk just because my grandbaby is black and Filipino and was born with blonde hair and blue eyes. And genetics doesn't mean, like, the baby, that's the first thing she said. Oh, the baby doesn't look like him. I think she should leave that to them to figure out what they want to do. I mean, yes, there's a baby involved. There's feelings involved. There's emotions involved. But there's emotions involved with everyday life.
True.
And I think that Myra needs to just step back, let them figure it out. Because what if she is wrong? What if that baby is his?
You ruined a friendship just now.
That's exactly it. Honestly.
So Myra needs to just mind your business and step back.
I was going to say, if I can be honest, I don't think they should be friends to begin with. Because if one of my friends went behind my back and was telling the dudes I was dating that they need to get a... we would be done.
Yeah, that does seem like a bad friend move.
I probably wouldn't do that to the... I would do the paternity test out of pure curiosity. Hello. But again, people don't do the way you think, right?
No, people never act like you do.
I think she's being a bad... she's just being messy.
You think Myra's just being a bad friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree. She's being messy for
sure. I think she's being messy. I think she's worried about a problem that's not hers.
100%.
Exactly, and it's not affecting her at all.
No.
She's making it affect her. No, it is affecting her because she's telling herself that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Right.
All right, Myra is the jerk today. Sorry, Mila, who's listening right now. Casey, have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.